7:43 on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We're just a few days away from what could be final action and a historic vote by Jacksonville City Council members on that massive Stadium of the Future plan with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Today, we could see a decision on the city's share of that community benefits agreement and whether some of that money may be separated from the Jags Stadium renovation deal. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald live to break down and remind us this was a $300 million community benefits agreement that was going to be evenly split between the city and Jags. So what exactly are council members looking at today here, Logan?
Yeah, they really have been looking at, up until this point, a $150 million headache here of a decision to make regarding that community benefits agreement. It's been really a sticking point among council members, a lot of them kind of complaining that it had nothing to do with the stadium and was kind of added in as a ride-on. But now a little bit of a compromise has been reached with that amendment being voted on today at 9 o'clock that would maintain funding for downtown parks in the overall deal, but separate out the funds intended for the east side. So the piece of the community benefits agreement that has to do with Metropolitan Park and those downtown parks would remain as part of the Stadium of the Future overall plan and vote. The east side renovations would be a separate vote later in July. That's really what's going to be voted on here today. And so far, the feedback we've gotten is out of 19 city council members, 8 city council members said they're all for the amendment. 7 say they're either undecided or did not comment. And the remaining 4 said they'll either abstain from the vote or not be present for Thursday's meeting. It is worth noting, though, with only a maximum of 15 voting members, 8 yeses, as projected right now, would be enough for the amendment to pass.
Yeah, so a numbers game obviously underway at Jacksonville City Hall a bit later this morning. Does everyone seem to be on board from the team that negotiated the terms of this? I'm thinking the Jaguars and the mayor's office and more.
Yeah, so at this point, it really seems like it's kind of smooth sailing on this amendment. It seems like a bit of a middle ground kind of at this point to kind of just get this thing across the finish line. We've talked to council member Matt Carlucci and council member Raul Arias, who both have spoken in benefit of this amendment, really just kind of separating things along this line. In terms of the mayor's office and the Jaguars themselves, it's unclear at this point, but it seems to be an amendment that would kind of compromise right between the city trying to get that $150 million from each party in funding for that community redevelopment and the council members' concerns about that east side spending being lumped in with the stadium. So at this point, it certainly seems like it at least has a majority of council approval that would be needed to pass the amendment. And now it really just comes down to that vote in July addressing the $94 million city share regarding the east side development with homelessness, affordable housing, and workforce development. That's still set to be voted on in July. You could expect Action News Jax and, of course, WOKV to keep an eye on the vote on the amendment at 9 o'clock today and that vote in July regarding the east side.
Indeed, we'll have updates throughout the day today from our team of reporters covering the story at City Hall and into next week as well. What will go down in the history books is a significant decision in the future for the future of Jacksonville with a 30-year lease agreement with the Jaguars ultimately next week. Logan, thanks.